This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hey, Ram truck lovers, this is Justin Peoples with Wright Automotive. We will beat any other dealer's deal on a new Ram truck. Wright Automotive is your new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram truck headquarters. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Here's another pick of the week from Wright Automotive. The Ford Focus gets over 44 miles per gallon. The new Ford Fiesta checks in at 48 miles per gallon. For information on these and other new vehicles, go to WrightAutomotive.com. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing too. You can by asking for Ag Direct at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers ag-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to 12 months. Ag Direct also features an easy application. It takes just minutes, and you can get a credit decision back in minutes too. That means you can make the deal on the spot without having to call back or make a return visit. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. So get a good deal on your equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Upgrade your drive by heading to your local BF Goodrich dealer now through May 7th and buy any set of four new BF Goodrich brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $50 MasterCard prepaid card after mail-in rebate. Taylor Tire and Auto, located on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. See redemption forms at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 5/7/2012. Void where prohibited. The card is issued by Citibank, N.A. pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated and managed by Citi Prepaid Services. Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level.
And it is coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show. First of all, the DTN early opening call. Expect corn later this morning to open 3 to 5 lower. Beans 11 to 13 lower. Wheat 3 to 4 lower. The overnight crude oil market 69 cents lower at 97.80. The Brent crude, 50 cents lower at $112.68. The June gold contract, $3.70 lower at $1,641.50. The U.S. dollar index, 0.181 higher at 79.679. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, May wheat closed at 603.75, down 4.5. July wheat closed at 609.5, down 6. September wheat closed at 624.25, down 7.25. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 662.25, up 11.5. July corn closed at 620.25, up 5.75. September corn closed at 535.25, down 2.25. May soybeans closed at 1475, up 6.25. July beans closed at 1478.25, up 4.75. August beans closed at 1458.25, up 5.75. May soybean meal Friday closed at 432.10, up 69. July meal closed at 432.60, up 62. August meal closed at 422.50, up 53. May soybean oil Friday closed at 53.30, down 50. July oil closed at 53.65, down 51. August oil closed at 53.85, down 51. May oats Friday closed at 331.5, down 4.5. July oats closed at 340, also down 4.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain report.
This is Cam McFarland with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybeans higher and wheat lower. Corn and soybeans started the day lower because of non-commercial selling. Later in the day, the commercial guys got in the market, and that allowed the corn and soybeans to finish higher. Corn processor basis continued to improve with increases of 6 to 8 cents noted. Central Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids 7 to 13 cents higher at 634 to 659. Soybeans were 2 to 9 cents higher at 1454 to 1474. Corn bids in southern Illinois were 5 to 10 cents higher at 644 to 660. Soybeans were up 4 to 6 cents at 1463 to 1481. And wheat bids were 4 to 6 cents lower at 586 to 606. St. Louis area country elevators mills reported their corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 650 to 655. Soybeans were up 2 to 5 cents at 1468 to 1481. Wheat closed 4 to 6 cents lower at 596 to 606. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their corn bids 7 to 13 cents higher at 666 to 670. Soybeans were 4 to 6 cents higher at 1479 to 1482. And new crop wheat prices were 6 cents lower at $6 to 610. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 9 cents higher at 679 to 680. These elevators raised their soybean 6 cents with quotations at 501 to 502. Wheat closed 6 cents lower at 624 to 625, and Milo was 6 cents higher at 590 to 591. This is Ken McFarland reporting for WSMI.
And on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, May hogs closed at 79.80, down 150. June hogs closed at 83.72, down $1.20. July hogs closed at 85.35, down 85 cents. June cattle Friday closed at 115.37, down 50. August cattle closed at 118.50, down 5. October cattle closed at 123.80, down 15. May feeder cattle Friday closed at 152.55, down 7. August feeders closed at 158.10, up 87. September feeders closed at 159.22, up 65. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Friday, May 4th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed 70 cents lower. Carcass-based price range, 73 to 77. Weighted average, 74.62. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 11,750. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady to dollar lower at 52 to 56, with Illinois direct slaughter sales mostly steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 42 to 46. 450 to 550 pounds, 45 to 49. Over 550 pounds at 48 to 50. Today's estimated receipts, 525. Thursday's actuals, 550. And for the week, 4,305 head. Pork carcass cut out, 78.86. That is at 76 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs on Friday, 401,000. Saturday, 29,000, with a week-to-date of 2,069,000. Year-to-date of 38,313,000. Cattle on Friday, 123,000. Saturday, 10,000. Week-to-date of 623,000. And year-to-date of 10,924,000. Box beef cutout values are weak on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 156 fab loads and 55 trim. Choice at 190.29, that is down 67 cents. Select at 186.11, that is down 79 cents. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts this week of 1,369 head, which included a special sell. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded unevenly steady. Choice steers range from 122 to 126, with choice heifers at 120.5 to 125. Choice Holstein steers traded $1 to $2.25 lower, 105 to 112.5. Slaughter cows and bulls traded steady to 4 higher. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, Friday, negotiate cash trade and demand moderate in the Texas Panhandle. Compared to last week, live sales $1 higher at 120. Kansas trade was moderate to active on moderate to good demand. Compared to last week, live sales mostly steady at 120. Nebraska trade was moderate on moderate to good demand. Compared to last week, dress sales steady to firm at 192 to 195, the bulk of the sales at 194. Live sales traded mostly a dollar higher at 121 to 123. Western Corn Belt trade was moderate on moderate to good demand. Few live sales traded at 121 to 123, and dress sales at 194 to 195. Negotiated sales week to date of 45,500. Illinois direct slaughter cattle traded steady to two lower, 120 to 122.5 on a live basis, and steady at 192 to 195 on a dress basis. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, Livestock and Grain Market News Service, returning back to WSMI.
And it's coming up on 19 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Monday morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The spot price for butter, 131, down 3.5. For block cheese, 153.5, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 147, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk, 1510. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6.55. For June, $6.33. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6.47. And for June, $6.33. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $14.64. And for June, $14.69. And wheat delivered to Scottville for May, $5.84. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $6.55, corn at Scottville, $6.47, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.64, wheat at Scottville, $5.84. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Right now, color radar showing a band of light to moderate showers pretty much west of a line from Highland to Taylorville, moving slowly to the northeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculant treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with a seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
Cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for your Monday, with showers and thunderstorms likely and falling daytime temperatures and light northwest winds. Tonight, cloudy and cooler, a slight chance of showers, the low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, the high in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers on Saturday. Lows in the mid-50s, highs in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light southwest winds, the barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, a temperature of 66 degrees. WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of caffeine over the weekend, 1 9/10 rain. Right now, 66 degrees once again at the Weather Center. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank. Last week, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. We went over what to look for with some forage crops.
That crop was, well in advance of what a normal year we usually see. But one thing that concerns me, we had, the alfalfa, the first cutting that's taken off. And, we need to watch for alfalfa weevil. I know some people sprayed even before they took the first cutting off. If you didn't spray, took the cutting off, make sure you check the field, see if it's coming back. Now, also, whenever we're getting into these warm temperatures this early, potato leaf hopper is a problem. And I've said before that, if you grow alfalfa and do not have a leaf hopper resistant variety, you're going to have a potato leaf hopper at some point during the growing season. So again, get out there and scout as much as you can to determine whether or not you need to apply an insecticide to control those insects.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. Tobinat's guest on the forum over the weekend was Representative Tim Johnson. He will soon be retiring from Congress, and he explained one of the reasons why.
Therein lies another reason for my decision. I chair the Subcommittee on Rural Development, which is actually one of the critical subcommittees in the enactment of the Farm Bill, which is a very, very time-consuming matter in and of itself. We had the first of our hearings last week. The full committee will be meeting relatively soon. We're intending to meet the deadline, which is late this summer. Obviously, it's the biggest issue on my plate for the next 9 months. And my hope, I don't want to say my expectation, but my hope is, we'll get something done by the end of the summer.
And that was Congressman Tim Johnson. May is Beef Month. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to an area producer and retailer of the product.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. We're talking with the Schutes in Clinton County. We're at the headquarters in St. Rose, and this time we're going to start with Mike Schute as we talk about where we are in this family history. Mike, you just have a lot to celebrate, not just for May, but throughout the year. This family business has been a mainstay in this part of the state.
Yes, our family's been here for 149 years. It was started by my great-grandfather. We've always been proud of this area, been proud of the folks that live here. We love raising our families here. We're proud of the products that are produced here, and particularly proud of our local beef producers. We support them by selling their products in our stores. They do breed it and feed it according to strict guidelines that we've developed over all the generations, but it's also developed by customer feedback. Customers tell us what they like and what they don't like, and we try to make sure that what we end up with is a product that not only tastes really good, but it's really good farm. We hope that you can join us for a taste test of your own on our parking lot. So we'll be grilling some Star Primo Angus beef ribeye steak sandwiches for customers. You can get a local bottle of Ski and some Jay's potato chips for just $3.50 on Saturday, May 19th at our Carlisle store, again from 11 to 1. And you can also meet some of those local producers. Talk to them yourself. It's kind of interesting to hear and how proud they are of the product that they put out also.
And Mike, you talk about your education process. Cliff, you getting into this relationship, you had an outstanding group of producers that you've been working with, and you guys have really perfected your product.
It's been a big learning curve because when we got started with this, thought we had the perfect beef, and then once you put it in the meat case, we found out that it wasn't so perfect. So since then, we made some changes. We're doing quite a bit of crossbreeding. The store the meat has to present itself first, so we got to have the right amount of balance of lean meat, also with the marbling that's in there, and that's been the real challenge is to find that sweet spot. And working with these producers over the years, we've kind of perfected that, and knowing when they're raised, knowing what they're being fed, knowing what bull they're out of, what cow. Now we can trace this all back, so we got some outliers. We can ship them down the road and then have a perfect bunch of cattle to work with.
With you guys in the past, I know there's a lot of conversations, and I hope that consumers take advantage. They've got the producer right there. Feel free. Ask some questions.
Yeah, that's a lot of the consumers are wanting to know where beef's coming from, what they're actually doing with that the beef, why they're being raised, how it's being, different times of year where they're being raised at and what they're being fed. There's a lot of stuff in the press that's got some doubt in the consumer's mind. So, yeah, on the 19th, come out, we'll have producers there, and they can ask the questions how their animals are being raised and feel confident in what they're eating every day.
Cliff and Mike Schute with Schute Super Value Stores inviting you out to celebrate May as Beef Month. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And it is 6:26 on this Monday morning. We all use the roads, but when using those roads as a part of your business, how they are maintained affects your bottom line. American Farm Bureau Federation Transportation Specialist Andrew Walmsley explains how a new transportation bill could make that of farmers and ranchers' businesses better. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller has more.
Will Congress finally pass a new transportation bill? The surface transportation bill expired way back in 2009. In the meantime, Congress has addressed the nation's transportation infrastructure needs with short-term extensions. Now the Senate has passed a two-year bill, while the House passed another short-term extension that will let the two sides work to reconcile the two different versions.
This legislation is basically the surface transportation policy for the country, funds many of the construction projects we see on the side of the roads, helps fund and provide jobs for construction workers. These states are ramping up right now during the summer months to repair the roads and fix the bridges that we all depend on.
American Farm Bureau Transportation Specialist Andrew Walmsley says provisions in the legislation would exempt farmers and ranchers from a bunch of federal regulations if they haul their goods over state lines.
In today's economy, a lot of times your best market might just be across the state line, especially if you live in a border county. When you cross that state line, a whole host of regulations are triggered. Federal regulations that start treating those farmers like long-haul, year-round commercial truck drivers when simply a farmer in a pickup truck and a livestock trailer is trying to get a few calves to market. It clarifies that if you happen to be under 26,000 pounds, that you're not subject to those federal regulations if you cross a state line. If you're over 26,000 pounds, you can only travel up to 150 air miles from your farm if you cross a state line.
Another provision would allow farm suppliers to deliver agricultural products to farms and ranchers at the busiest times of the year without being restricted by hours of service rules that also affect long-haul truckers.
An ag retailer or a co-op can operate to get a farmer his inputs for planting or helping during the harvest season, the two busiest times of year for farmers and ranchers. So these two provisions are just trying to make it a little bit easier for farmers and ranchers to make a living.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Purdue ag economist Chris Hurt thinks the beef industry may be moving too cautiously. Todd Gleason has the reasons why.
It's been a rough couple of months for the beef cattle industry. First, there was the whole pink slime thing, a lean, finely textured beef, or LFTE, and then another BSE, or mad cow-infected animal, showed up in California. It's caused the beef trade to be very cautious. Not particularly the consuming public side of the trade, says Purdue Ag economist Chris Hurt. Cash prices are off about $9 per 100 pounds, but rather in the futures market, where prices slumped $15.
The much larger decrease in futures markets as compared over to the cash could be signaling that futures participants have over-responded to the fears of the negative impacts on beef demand of these two events. Of course, there can be some other explanations, such as the possibility that futures markets were just too bullish on cattle prices in early March. And that argument would suggest that the excess optimism simply had to be taken out of the futures with prices forced to drop more than cash.
Either way, admits Hurt, the recent declines are coming off of record high prices. It is a situation that often results in a large price correction once the upper momentum is broken.
Most in the cattle markets remain cautious. That means they are watching cash cattle prices closely for any indications of demand losses. Since LFTB was primarily taken out of hamburger, this should have reduced the supply of beef and specifically hamburger. That impact by itself would have increased overall beef prices, assuming demand stayed constant. Of course, demand may have also decreased, and that would have been a price dampening factor.
On the discovery of the BSE cow, most analysts, and it appears the consuming public, have dismissed it. That's good for the cash price of beef. So, says Hurt, is the smallish size of the U.S. beef cattle herd, although he thinks traders have underpriced the futures market by about $3 to $5 a hundredweight.
If no new negative events arise for the cattle industry, one can at least make the argument that forward prices are just simply too depressed right now. However, the market is cautious for legitimate reasons. Time will tell if price recovery is in the future or if the cautious marketplace today turns out to be the correct opinion.
Beef production this year in the United States is expected to be down 4% from last. I'm Todd Gleason.
Once again, the DTN general opening call for later this morning. Expect corn to open about a nickel lower, beans about 12 lower, wheat 3 to 4 cents lower. The overnight crude oil market 69 cents lower at 97.80. Brent crude a half a dollar lower at 112.68. The June gold contract $3.70 lower at $1,641.50, while the U.S. dollar index 0.181 higher at 79.679. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI, WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank.